Lighten up. One of the most important keys to having fun is to not take ourselves so seriously. As women, we often feel like we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We're sure everyone's looking at us, judging us, and talking about us. Often we feel that if we let down, the earth might just open up and swallow us. Have you ever felt like that? Maybe you even feel so insecure that you snap at someone who pokes a little fun at you. It could be that you don't know how to take those who make light of everything. We need to be able to laugh at ourselves. A few years ago, I was going to sing a solo at the Christmas Eve candlelight service. I'd never sung a classical song in this church and wanted to sing something a little different. I take my music very seriously and wanted to do well. Before I began to sing, I explained, "I'll be sharing the song Ave Maria with the words of the Magnificat, which is the Song of Mary passage in Luke. I will be singing the Sherbert version." Did you catch that? Sherbert! My mouth just blubbered it out. I was so embarrassed. What I meant, of course, was it was the Schubert arrangement, not Sherbert. Truly, I wanted to crawl under the seats, but I didn't really have that choice. I laughed, corrected my error, and went on. So much for being perfect and proper. About a year later, I ran into a friend and fellow musician who had been at that service, and he said, "Hey, Sherbert, how you doing?" He didn't do it to embarrass me, even though at first I was taken aback. He has such a great sense of humor, and he used it as a disarming note. I decided to let it go and go with the flow. In a split-second decision, I said back to him, "Hey, Vanilla, I'm great." My friends, we need to allow ourselves to not be perfect, be able to make a little fun of those uncomfortable situations. Have you had an embarrassing moment recently? What did you do? Could you have made a better choice? Ways to be and have fun. You may not be in a situation where you're ready to laugh out loud, but you can always smile. Smiling signals our brain as well as those around you that you're ready for fun. Trust me on this. If you smile a lot, you'll find that fun begins to happen to you. Dare to be silly. This may seem a little crazy, but try it. Open your arms like Wonder Woman and turn around in circles. You'll laugh at yourself. And if you have a roommate or a family that sees you, they will laugh and they'll think you're nuts. And that's a good thing. Remember the song, The Hokey Pokey? You know, it says, "Do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around. That's what it's all about." Well, do that. Say it out loud. Turn yourself around. Just change something. It'll change how you feel about your situation, it changes your chemistry, and it changes the air around you. Change your thoughts. The stress, the negativity, and the problems. Turn around your thoughts. Life isn't perfect. Sometimes it hurts, but you don't have to live there. Smile, look for fun, and open your heart up to the joy that's waiting for you. Create comic relief. In acting, we call it comic relief, something to lighten up a heavy story. Sometimes our lives need a little comic relief. As I mentioned earlier, we went through a particularly bad financial time a few years ago, and if you've ever been there, you know it gets hard to keep a light mind. I recall a day when a creditor called, just one of those many types of calls that he's required to make, and I decided to make light of it. First of all, you know that they have to go through that whole spiel of disclaimers. So when he finished, I said to him, "Okie dokie, thanks for sharing. By the way, I only take 2 of these calls a day, and you are the lucky guy today." He laughed, and so did I. You know, it didn't change the fact of why he called, but it did just lighten the air a little bit before we had our conversation.